Ramban, the Shulchan Aruch, and Simen Kufei Sif Aleph. Simen Kufei Sif Aleph is devoted to the topic of Kovashka Mavushal. Let's begin from the beginning again. Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Kufei Sif Aleph as follows. Isur Shenishra Imaheter Me Eis Le Eis Bitsonin. Where may Eis Le Eis come from? The Gemara B'sochem Mem Dalet, cited by Tosfos Nachum Kufchesem and Aleph. Torah Le Kula Yoma. That's where that concept came from. Bareu kemevushal v'nesa kulo. Okay, so the fact that it says nishra in any liquid, even if it's a bland liquid such as water, is again evident from the same Gemara that speaks about being soaking meat in milk. Milk was a bland liquid, and how do you know it's kemevushal v'nesa kulo? It's from the Gemara of Tzadi Zayin and Beis, where the Gemara contrasts kovish kemevushal with Meliach Kiroseach Tzli. A Tzli, we know, is only a Kadei Klipo, Kadei Netila, whereas Kovash Kamavushal is Bekulo. So everything we saw until now comes from the Gemaras. Yes, there are conflicting opinions. Some say Kovash Kamavushal is only 3 days, based on the Sugim HaSechta of Avodah Zarah. You find when it comes to Klei Hayayin, you can Kasher it in 3 days, some say Kadei absorb in 3 days. Very difficult what to do with Meis Leis in the Gemara. Kuliyoma sounds like it's 1 day. Any of those who's learned Pshat and Rashi, that Kovash is only Bechomet, because Rashi gave an example of Chomet, what does he do with the Gemara of Becholov? The Beis Yosef asks these questions, and we say, in our language, the questions are better than the answers. We'll leave it at that for the moment. Fine. This is what we learned, Bekitzer, on Thursday, the fundamental issues regarding Kovash Kamavush. We also pointed out that the same Gemara in implies that Kovash Kemavush was a din d'oraisa, because that's how I learned the Pshat of Chiddushu in Basa B'cholov, that Basa B'cholov is unique insofar you soak the meat and milk, there's no issa because you need bishul in a fire, as opposed to others where the din is a din d'oraisa even if it's soaked, and that's evident from the Ramah. What the Ramah says is Safek Kovash Osir Milvad B'Basa M'cholov. Does he know the Kula? Why? Dimina Torah Eino Osir Rak B'Bishul Mamash. Implying that in other Yisurim, the Kovash Kemavushal is a din d'oraisa. Fine. The Yisodistic point which we started discussing on Thursday is this 24 hour, how does it work? It's a pshat, nothing happens until 24 hours, and all of a sudden, boom, in one split second, everything happens. That's the opinion of the Chavis Das. Or no, as the Kreis Uplasi says it, the Chavis Das quotes him, that doesn't make too much logical sense. Much more logical to assume that the Bliya begins slowly but surely and culminates after 24 hours. That's the opinion of the Crazy Uplasi, cited by the Chavis Das. And he, with this Yisod, he answers a tremendous Kasha that we had before. The Kasha is quoted in the Taz, Sifkot on Aleph, and Simen Kufhei, as well as the same kasha is quoted in the Shach in Sifkot and Beis. So kasha is the same kasha. What exactly is the kasha? Kasha is as follows. What will happen if someone soaks a food in a trefa kli? In a trefa kli? So the Isur Veheta says that in that kind of a situation the food becomes treif because kovash kemavusho. So the food goes, the tarfus goes from the Ka'ara into the food. Let's take a look at the Shach towards the end of Sivkot and Beis. Right, Rabbi says Beis is pretty long. I would say the last third or so of the Shach, Sivkot and Beis, and Simen Kufei. Kosov, Yisur Vehet, it's a little bit bold, Kosov. Cholov, Tofel, Sheshoa, Meis, Lies, Bik'ara, Mudachas, Shalbosar, Bas Yoma, Asura, Fil, B'Dievet. Wadin, Lishar, Hete, Sheshoa, B'Kli, Shalisar, Ben Yomo. So if you have something which is in water in a kli shel iser, 24 hours, it's treif. The water itself is treif. V'etiklu b'sefer api ravrevi. The tamar is the kasha which the Shach and the Taz both ask. Kevin lo nasa kovash elo achar mi'es li'es. Im kein achar mi'es li'es no sentam lefgam. Rebbeinu shel olam. It's no sentam lefgam. What are you going to do? It's impossible. We already saw on Thursday that this question was raised by the Mogen Avraham as well. And the Mogen Avraham gave a very interesting answer, which is hard to resolve and reconcile with the facts. The Mogen Avraham says, it's quoted in the Bar Hetiv, if you recall, Sivkot and Aleph, HaGoyen HaMechabah Mogen Avraham heard from Rav Yaakov Milublin that the only time we say that it's pogum is if it's empty. If it's heter, that doesn't count towards the 24 hours. The Chazon Ish said it's impossible to say that. Why? Because when we did the whole sugya, if you recall, recently, about how you measure the Siman Kuf Gimel, how you measure the 24 hours from the tarfus, from the cooking of the water in between, one case of basa d'chalav, one case of tarfus mamish. But in all situations, no one ever said to deduct the time that the water was in the pot from the 24 hours. No one ever said that. So they see that this is simply not true. Oh, the Mogen Avraham's own answer, which he also saw quoted, is even more difficult to understand. What does that mean? What did he say? Well, he says, you pull it out right away, and then you pull it out right away, and you put it back instantly, so then somehow or other, it's going to be within 24 hours. So the place here says it's impossible. Once you pull it out, a few seconds pass. Once a few seconds pass, and you're already after the 24-hour limit. So this teretz is also, in a sense, even more difficult. So therefore, the Mogen Avraham's own teretz and the Mogen Avraham's teretz from Rav Yaakov Milublin are both very, very difficult. It's really very hard to understand either of those two teretz. So we're stuck. Let's try Isha V'Hetem. Comes a crazy place with his own teretz. Because you know what? The pshat is, and says the logical way is, that the bliya starts incrementally. A little bit of time. A little bit, a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. But until 24 hours, it's not enough to actually create an absolute ism. Oh. So let's go to the Chavis Das Aleph, where he quotes this. Let's take a look inside. You'll see how he quotes it. See the Kashi asked if he could possibly give a Terence. Rabosai all turn to Chavis Das, Simon Kufhei, Sivkoton Aleph. Start from the beginning. It's a little part of his chazara. And while we're here, as I told you, the Megillah Sefer is our best study aid for the Siman, so we'll start reading it. But let's read the Chavis Das from the beginning. Ayin tasiv karnav shekosav b'kovash meis leis b'kli yisir demutr. Kevin de b'shoa shenasa kovash dahayinu acha meis leis. Havein os tam lev gam. Hisigal yisir devaharuch. Ayin mogan avrom. Gives a different teretz. What's the kasha with this teretz? It doesn't really work because it takes a minute before the time passes, and it's already more than 24 hours. Okay, what did Chavis Yor say? The kavash meis liyes lo bo ha bliya va pleita besof meis liyes. Rak behemshech meis liyes buleh mat. Oh, because of a crazy placey, the kavanos. The hainu came in the row of abliyas book kodem gemar ha meis liyes. Also, why? Because that small amount that comes in at the very last minute, 99.9 of the bliya came in less than 24 hours. 0.1 came after 24 hours. That's not enough to have a discernible pagam. So on balance, the entire time is no santam l'shvach. This is the teretz of the crazy places that it's kasha. Says the Chavis Das, ain't a nacha. The cave and abalua shakona meis liyes. Ain bo shir, k'deinu sinas tam. Umasha mashlam, k'deinu sinas tam. Uba b'gmar meis liyes, shulip gam. Umehechi teisi yoser. Thank you. Umehechi teisi yoser. Why should it be yoser? Vayoser never come on yoser. Datam shebola akli mehetar behemshech hameis liyes. Nasa nevele betoch dofne akli. Usvir leid lo shayach svor de mekusher shekosav atshumas adeshen, which we spoke about a long time ago, by Bishna by Kovash. That's even more difficult. Very difficult part. Very difficult. In any event, he wants a pasna that's mutter, skipping quite a bit. The kodem meis liyes labola klal against the crazy place. Why? Hilotei ma'achi kosher timkein min b'mino Rab Yuda diosu b'mashu v'chein b'chol yisur ha'mashu. Take chometz and pesach. We keep talking about it's still chodesh nisim. Yosu apetzonin v'poros meis liyes elevare de bolei klal kodem meis liyes. Wow. Wow, tremendous, tremendous idea. It's impossible to set the crazy place. Why? If so, it should be prohibited by Rabbi and Minim, which you don't pass tonight. But more pointedly, it should be also the Chometz of Pesach. We never heard that Kovash can be vushed in less than 24 hours with respect to Chometz and Pesach. It's a bombshell kasha against the crazy place. Tremendous, tremendous kasha. Tremendous kasha. Someone asked me this question a little bit on Thursday. This is in the Biurim of Rav Feivel Cohen, and I believe it's quoted over here as well. Oh, there it's right. It's mamish right here. Right over here is a kasha. This is what we started seeing this, I believe, on Thursday. So he quotes this svart, the Magen Avraham, that he put in a split second. Impossible. He yefshish lo yismamea. We saw this word. Rega kot. Some say if it's full, the Behetov says it's not pogum. Chasnish, it's impossible. Because back in Sadidal and Kuf Gimel, when you talk about if you have busser and within 24 hours you put in water, no one ever mentioned that the time that the water's in it should be subtracted. We never heard such a thing. It's not true, and therefore this teretz is simply not true. That's what he says. It's not true. That's the question. So crazy place because of the Yashiv. The Nirolo Rochov Mea Sechel, the Dovar Tanichbash Bitsonein, Ad Chof Dalit Shos, Eno Bolea, Upolet Kla. V'chol Atam the Niflat Vinrega Echot, Acha Chof Dalit Shos. That's too difficult to understand. Elamistabri Yosef, Shahatam Yotse Ma'at Ma'at, O Nivla Ma'at Ma'at. Rak ein atam murgosh aratashim chavdal shots shozuk mar ha puula v'lochein atam aniflat mei akli oser derubo niflat lithneishav nifgam v'ak ma'at tam small 0.01 shibisov fupogum in apkam nikar atzachav es yor. In the crazy place he says shadavar sichli korov lemitzios hateva, it's logical that it happens gradually over 24 hours. It's illogical. It happens in one shot. Chavas das hevi derehem. V'hisik al zeh. D'i neva d'akvisha italich iti u'kvar kodem es liyeks. Niflat k'tas im kein b'isuri mashu, like Pesach. Hoysa k'visha tzricha lesa miyad u'chagon min b'mino Rav Yudah v'chomas v'pesach. U'v'chal apos k'mavua d'gam chomas v'pesach bo im es liyeks. U'muchach at the kodem es liyeks in a polit klal. Kasha number one. Now he has a bari ha-shulchan. Im no, masha kfisha olecha smoles kol zman, inid chof dalet shos, rakadei shia bo nisinas tam. This was discussed on Thursday. Im kein, im chaticha achas, no senes tam, ad pishishin. B'chof dalet shos, hayet sarach liyot, sadin, she beis chatichas, no senes tam, b'yud beis shos. Uchakol she tigdal kamos iser, Kain Yeso this man called Yosef. No one ever heard of something. When we call cold, we call Kozer, Docha, Bavari Ashuchem, Das, Achavas Yor, Bakrasi, Placey, Venocha, Dika, Chavas Das, only after 24 hours, Bavas, Achas, Pulish, or Players to Bleed. Azoizo. Yes, sir.
This isn't talking about like the Metzias then.
Yeah, this is the Metzias. This is the Metzias.
So they're talking about only in a case where there is like a huge vat of.
That's the question.
So that was somebody who did this experiment. Oh, yeah. And in less than 24 hours, he could taste things in the water.
Oh, yeah? Very good. Let's do about the experiments for the moment. I'm skipping around over here. Watch this. V'nek for heyed banu akwesi uplesi. Shedvorav krovim yoseh l'seichel l'metzir, sativis. The kosha lomar, the admeis li'es, lo niflat klum, v'akol niflat achameis li'es. So he makes more sense. But you have these two bombshell kashes. What is more quantity? And what about Chometz and Pesach? Uli Yashiv, Kol HaKushit, Sheikh Shu'olav, Nira. That is a beautiful teretz. Shein kavanoso shekodem es lies choser rak bekamus hatam. It's not a quantitative lack. Had it been a quantitative lack, chomes b'mashu, you wouldn't need 24 hours. If you had more issa, you also wouldn't need 24 hours. That's not the pshat. Ela kavanoso shechosar be'eichus hatam. Qualitatively. V'atam u kolish be'eichuso. It's a qualitative weakness. V'yein bo koach lesor. V'lochein. Gam v'yisurei mashu, such as chomes b'pesach, Eina also called mes lies, came and shechaser be'echus hatam. Beautiful. Vafilu din mashu chametz ein lo came and shukolush. Meridik. What was that yuvan? Shegamim tigdal kamos ha'iser. Lo yesa v'pochas michav dal shows. Doesn't matter how much is there. It doesn't matter. This also explains we saw Rabbi Kiveger on Thursday. Ukemoke and yuzbar mashetzarech of dal shows ritzufus. Didn't we see that? Has to be uninterrupted, right? Let me see, am I correct? We saw on Thursday? Rabosai, you with me? Yes? If you pull it out, change the water, it doesn't. Why? Why? If the Chavis Das is correct, well, what's the difference? No, answer this. He says, the Rakai de Kvisha Ritzufa Shachavdal Shos Nifal Be'echu Satam Shechozak Velo Kolsh. Mashenkin. Who said this before him? The Imre Bina. And therefore he says, I want to pass him. Now we went out of order. We went to Vav. We went to Ches, because that's the core terrors that he gives. And now we're going to go back a little bit to Zion to see what the nafkaminas are between these two points of view, and it looks like we ended up on the right side because a lot of cool is going to come out of this. That's he's implying in the last line of Ches. Let's go back to Zion and see what the nafkaminas may be. Okay, about Zion? Let's see. You want to think of one of your own? Okay. Kamanafkusis. What's the following fascinating cases? Isur shenishra beheter chavdalat shals. Alashahoya beheter shishim kinegdo. Okay, there's 60 times the volume of the iser in the liquid, which is in which it soaks. Achachav dalit shows natlu miktas meaheter velonisha shishim kineged ho iser. After 24 hours, they took away part of the water, and now the water which is remaining is less than 60 times, Rabosai, the tray for meat. What's it in? Says the Chamuri Daniel. He says it's false. Nesar haheter miyad. In 1 second. Why? Ki acha meis liets. Yochalu liflo des kol atam bevas achas. Kuma bebishu. And the Baal HaShulchan likes it. This is true according to the Chavis Das. According to the Chavis Yon, crazy place. No. Nereposha she'eno oser ela acha she'avru chav dalet shos me'ez she'nismayet mishishim. Why? Datam niflat me'at ma'at u'ma she'niflat kodem l'chein nisbatel mishishim k'dei she'yavs of yiten tam tzorch shuv talich chadosh she'chav dalet shos. You follow what's going on? If the Chavis Das is correct, it all happens in one shot after 24 hours. So any subsequent moment after the 24 hours can create an issue instantaneously. But according to the crazy place, no, it's a 24-hour process. And you took some of the water away, so now the water is no longer 100 times the issue. It's only 50, and it's not about the Meshishim anymore. You have to start at 24 o'clock first day. Beautiful. That's Nafkamina, Rabosai, number one. Okay? Nafkamina, number one. Another Nafkamina. Basar shenichbash chavdalet shos b'mayim. Okay, it's 24 hours the meat is in water. V'chakach shavku l'toch ha'mayim cholof. Oy, they put in milk into that water. Daket shuva kos chamiru daniel, you can predict it already. Shemitzare da basar nesa miyad. Why? Kevan shekfar nisrachech mi'amayim. U'bolea mi'amayim. אם כן גם החולב שמורוף במים נבלה בתוך המיד. Again, once it's softened up in 24 hours, boom, in one split second, there could be a blia. Could be a blia. Wow. Amazing. So according to this, if you have a tavshil in 24 hours, and then cholov gets poured in, it's boleh immediately. That's according to the chavis das. According to the chavis yoran, kwesi uplesi, it's a talach nimshach kimmo, bor shen a cholov nivl bevas achas, bebosar obikli, av shen kavushim b'mayim esliyes, you need another 24 hours. Wow. Not enough kamina. Third, again, same chamur Daniel. Kav shu yayin betoch kli, there's wine in a kli. Acham esliyes, noga goi bayayin. Goi touches the wine. Nesar hakli miyad. Understand why? Because already it's been prepared for 24 hours. Goi touches it, yayin nesach, boom. Gam ze eino nochen, eladas hachavaz das. Kon the crazy place. Ena yayin shu nesar nivla vashir shal nesinas tam el achashiyu avam esliyes. Look what he said there. There are machmirim, he says. Watch this now. Shemafrishin trumas umaisis al yayin hakovish bekeil. Rabbi also, let me digress for a minute. Does anybody here know how to take trumas umaisis off from fruit which grew in Eretz Yisrael, which you're not 100% sure was taken off? Anyone know how to do it? By show of hands, who spent at least a year learning Eretz Yisrael? So I don't see. No one told you how to do this?
I don't
know
how to do it.
What, how are you doing?
Are we treating it like
the Maya? You're not sure if they took too much of ice or not. You're not really sure. So what do you do?
So you have to take off the truma and the truma mice.
Correct. It's a little bit more than 1%.
And
what do you do?
You have to say...
the magic words. So what are the magic words? First, take off Meiser. Then you take off... Excuse me, first take off truma. Then you take off Meiser, and you take off truma's Meiser from that. Good. Very nice. But Rabbi Osai is something else. But 4 out of the 6 years that we have to worry about this, this is what's called Meiser Sheni. What is Meiser Sheni? What do the words Meiser Sheni mean? What do you do with it? Take it to Yerushalayim. What do you do with it today? You redeem it on money, right? Who has money to redeem it on? Who has money? So how do you redeem it? You have no money. I'm asking you a question. What do you do? So from now on, you use my money. I have money in my shul, which is designated for all of you to use for your pigeon mice. Shane say, how do I have enough? I have what we call a perpetual motion machine. I think I have a half a dollar, which if it fills up, so then we said in advance that all the sanctity of the half dollar should be transferred onto a prudence worth of the quarter. I have a quarter too. Okay, and then keep going and going and going. I don't even. Now every 3 or 4 years, you have to eliminate this. Anyone know what that's all about? Was it last year or 2 years ago?
Last year
we went to the MTA printed it. Yep, my picture's in the MTA MTA book, which reminds me, next week. That's the whole big thing for the 20th anniversary of the Rav, and I'm supposed to speak somewhere MTA, so we have to coordinate our shiur. I'm not sure exactly when it's going to be. Depends whenever they ask me to speak. Then I'm not missing a shiur. The Rav would want me to miss a shiur for this. But he asked me to speak there, so we'll have to work it out mission next Sunday. Anyway, so we came there, we transferred onto a, what do you use, a dime we used? Who was there last year? Was it a penny, a dime, nickel? Whatever we used, I forgot. And we threw it into the acid, and it ultimately became into nothing. That's you have to. What's that called in the Gemara? So to Yamamelech. Yamamelech has acid. It's salt. It takes the corn and defaces it and eliminates it ultimately. So we did it. We couldn't. We have Yamamelech a little too far from here. A little too far. We have Tamir who probably spent Pesach somewhere in some hotel over the Yamamelech. But we didn't have time to give it to them. We wanted to make sure that it was done before Pesach. We did it the last day of Shir before Pesach. That's what we did. All right. Last year, I think, was the 4th year, am I correct, of the Shemitah cycle? This is the 5th, now the 6th. And the 7th year, we do it again. It's based on Poskim Parshas Kisavo. After Shnas HaMa'aser, means only use one of the previous Masas is being used. That's the Meiser Rishon, but the Maaseh Sheni does not apply, only have Maaseh Ani. After the Pesach, after that, you have to get rid of it. So I have to get rid of it, in 2 years, from Erev Pesach, I have to get rid of it again. So I don't know if it's ever going to fill up so much from the half dollar. It's a lot of prutas in a half dollar. I mean, a pruta now is worth 2.5 cents. So to prove if you're worth 2.5 cents, let's just leave out the silver value of the half dollar. Just say 2.5 cents. So if you're half a dollar, it'll be how many? 20. Right, am I correct?
Yeah.
20. And then after 20 people use it, it gets transferred onto a prutas worth of the quarter. They have another 20. Right? So it's 20, 20.
Yeah,
so it's 20, 10. So it's 20 times 10. So I have 200 shots, if my math is correct. Before I have to worry, if I have 200 shots till my quarter fills up. But in case it happens, I can have more than 200 people using it within the 3 or 4 years, I made another tonight. That when the quarter fills up, its kedusha should be all transferred onto a pruta's worth of the half dollar. The perpetual motion machine. This can go on forever. This way, no matter how you use it, be my guest to use it. Fine, use it. What do you do when you say that? So you're saying that whatever Meiser Sheni that you are taking, you want that the Kedusha should be transferred from the Meiser Sheni onto that coin. Very nice. So look what it says over here. Watch this. Shemafrish and Trumas Meiser Al Yayin HaKovish Bekelim. Before you take the Maaseh Sheni and transfer the Kedusha onto a penny, pruta, ulai nivla hayayin shel Maaseh Sheni miyad bekelim. Maybe, according to the Chavis Das, so it's been there for a long time, for more than 24 hours. The split second that I say I raise the Maaseh Sheni, guess what? Gets absorbed right away into the kli, nu. Uladas or Rash for Maaseh Sheni Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, he evshel lechalel tam shel Maaseh Sheni. He can't transfer the kedusha from the taste of Maaseh Sheni onto a coin. Kevan shein b'mamish. You know, utzrichim lasos ba'ofen shachilu yichul miyadim afrashim. They're simultaneous. I don't know how many find simultaneous. I have to tell you that if you don't have an art school sitter. No one has an art school sitter in this room. Okay, there was at least one on the shelf, on the ledge. No, it's not here anymore. Okay, I can't tell you by heart the entire nusach that is printed over there, but it tells you go step by step. First, you take Trumas Gedola, tells you which part. Then you take Trumas Meiser, and then you take Meiser Minimize. Then take Meiser Rishon, then take Trumas Meiser from that, and then you take. If it's Maaseh Sheni or Maaseh Sheni, it's a Maaseh Ani or Maaseh Ani. And then you say in the next paragraph that if it's Maaseh Sheni, you want to transfer the Kedusha from the fruit onto a coin. And if it's Vada, you make two brachas, one for that fresh, one for the pigeon, and not you leave out the brach. Rabbi say, who has ever said this nusach in his life? So I have a mouth for Shumas and Maaseh. The Chazanish saved the day. Chazon Ish said, because he had problems, you know, 60 years ago, he came to Eretz Yisrael, 80 years ago. So the people were starting to not be careful about it. He said, based on a tour in Hilchus Kiddushin. In Hilchus Kiddushin, the tour quotes halachos of Tanai Kofel. Very complicated halachos. Ain't called him Lav, and Lav Tanai called him Maisa, and Tanai Kofel, a bunch of halachos. People aren't so careful about it. So you can incorporate it by reference. You can say, I would like that my conditions should take effect according to the principles of Bnei Gadol or Bnei Reuven found in the Chumash. I have a particular form which I have a conditions. It's called a Shtar Chatzizachar, it's halachic financial will. And there it says the conditions should take place as found in Numbers chapter 32, if I'm not mistaken. That's Bamidbar Lamed Beis, that's the parasha of Bnei Gadol or Bnei Reuven. Make a reference to it. Fine. So I think the way to say it is call. That's what I say. Call hahafroshos v'hapidyonos yochulu kedas. That's what the Chazon Ish said. But what? There's so many different texts. So he used to say in those days, kesidah minchas Yerushalayim. Did anybody ever hear of that siddur? That was the popular siddur in Eretz Yisrael. 40, 50 years ago. That was it. That was number one. Now it's already outdated. So I changed it to Kenusach Art Scroll. Now that's the most popular Siddur. That's what I say. Let's count. You can memorize this. Kol HaFroshos HaPidyonos Yechulu Kedas Kenusach Art Scroll. It's only seven words. Everyone can memorize it. So I want a taina that if you do that, you have to make it in a way Shachilu Yochum Yadam HaFrosha. I say Kol HaFroshos HaPidyonos Yechulu Kedas. Boom! But that's the second it. The Baruch Hashem Amarviach this Chumra that the Megillah Sefer quotes from certain Choshishim. Those Choshishim are only worried according to whom? According to the Shechish of the Chavas Das. If you hold the way we suggested that the Chavas Yom Kippur, right, this whole thing is not a Chashash Lemaisa. That's what he quotes over here. He wants to be Mekel in these kinds of Shailas. Halacha Lemaisa, he's partial towards that sheet. Fine. It's interesting. The Bari HaShulchan quotes the Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe. What does he say? Again, we're sticking to Chos Pesach. We gotta love Pesach. What does it say over there? Important Yisod. Chita Shanishrus B'mayim L'chof Dalet Shos Ulam Lo Neschamtza Ad Emtza Shos Elu. Wheat was in water. And you know, wheat and water does not go well together with Pesach. Not at all. So it was there for 24 hours, but doesn't come chametz immediately. So it's only 20 hours from the time that it became chametz. Says the Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe, Lo Nesra Mayim Ad Shetishar Achita Shriya B'chof Dalet Shos Me'esh Nischamtza. You have to wait 4 hours till you start the clock. Mishnah Brura quotes it. The Bari HaShulchan Frek, no, that's only according to the crazy you place the Chavas Yor. But according to the Chamudah Daniel, Kevin Sh'ov Me'esh Me'esh Shep Nofla L'mayim Poletes He the tocha mayim tam chametz immediately. Bein nafkamina masay echmitz. Yeah, and then he likes it. The chavetz das. But where we said no, we would come for the moment lebavitch chesidim rabosa. The alt lebavitch rebbe is right because he goes to the crazy place in the chavetz yor, which you think are correct against the chavetz das and the other poskim. Yes.
Even according to the chavetz das, it wasn't chametz. So how is it pulling tam chametz?
No.
No.
It softens for 24 hours, and at that split second, boom! It's chametz after 4 hours already. And that chametz gets right away mixed into the water.
Even though the chametz wasn't soft for 24 hours?
No, not yet. That's exactly the point. Adkan, Rabosa. So now, let us take a look once again and see, turn to Rabbi Akiva Eger, right over here in Simon Kufay. In his comment on the opening Taz, Sifkot Nal. Please take a look. Open up, please, if you don't mind. Simon Kufay. Okay. We saw part of it already on Thursday. Let's review it again. The first part of Rabbi Akiva Eger says what? That also Mayim Shafchan the Mayim Choses put in the water. It's not kosher. The next paragraph, Rabbi Kivay. V'chein behetes sheshori b'kli shalisim. Sok Rabbi Kivay. U'maflit mikol dofen akli af mima shedovik olav v'bachutz. Sarachin, who says so? Prima Godim and Orachaim taught them Zayin Chos Pesach. To get an impression from the Rabbi Akiva Eger, is it din klali that whatever is on the outside of a barrel, if kavash kemevushel goes through and through, that's the nature of kemevushel goes through and through, so it's able to take taste from some wheat which is on the outside of the barrel and bring that taste back into the water in the barrel. Hey, that's Superman, but that's okay. Kavash kemevushel, right? This is what the Rabbi Kivega quotes from the Prima Godim in Uchos Pesach. Very nice. Is it really, really true? Is it really, really true? The problem is the Prima Godim Fakert, Rabosai. Take a look at Prima Godim, Rabosai. Simon Pei Zayin, Sif Seidas, Chav Beis. Back to the beginning. Please turn. Our opening Simon Pei Zayin, we learned it many moons ago. Chav Dalid. Excuse me. Pei Zayin Tivkat Chav Beis. What does it say? Towards the end. He says like this. Pamachas heviu to garmem dvash benodos. The Goyim brought honey in a some kind of canteen or barrel. V'osa. Why? Nislach lach tov shir kavisha. It's a question of kavush. From the barrels went into the honey. Himlo litzad haseya. What does that mean? The Yerua. The Mishum Hachi also, the Tzad HaBosar. That's where the honey is kept. Shesh Taltale Bosar Adayin Mechuba Beor. It's a flask, some kind of a canteen made from an animal. And the inside part may still have a little bit of meat left over. So it's treif, Kovash Kavavushal. Mashenka the Tzad HaSeir. After Kovash also Bekulo. Mikomakom Ha'or Lechud. Ein Botam Kolkach. And what's on the outside wall of this leather doesn't count. Ooh. He quotes Rabbi Kiveger that the Prima Gadol Hilchos Pesach says, if you have something stuck on the outside of the barrel, it's pulled in through Kavash Kimavushal. And here the Prima Gadol says it's not pulled in. Not even a barrel. It's only it's leather, which presumably is more porous than wood of a barrel or earthenware of a barrel. So what's going on over here? Steer and Prima Gadol. The answer to the steer and prima godim, Rabosai, is as follows. Pesach is different. Pesach is different, Rabosai. That's what's pointed out over here, if I'm not mistaken. The Pesach is different. Second. Seems to be a steer. So the answer has to be that Pesach is different. Pesach is unique. And therefore, Rabbi Kiveger, when he quoted the Prima Godin, Bistam, Rabosai, and he didn't point out it's only on Pesach, it's doing us a disservice. Let's see if I can find it. Oh. Umucha Prima Godin, I'm Chumar Rakhul Gabit Chomet, Techashin Lebias Mashu, Avalo Bishari Surin. Sasser Achim Adivir Rabbi Kiveger Khan quotes the Prima Godim. He doesn't say that's no. It's only on Chometz. So he says it's all applies to even Shari Surim. It's a taina against the Kiveger, which is found over here. Fine. So now Rabosai, let's go to the next topic, which is the Taz. He back in Simon Kufhei Sifkoton Gimel. Okay, please look inside. Kuf Hei Taz Sifkoton Gimel. You may recall the Ramo Paskin Safek Kovash Osir Sfek of the Rice of the Chumrah. Says the Taz Sifkoton Gimel. It's not so long. Pirish. Shonu Roim Shenichbash Rakshesh Safek Nichbash Yom Shalim. Venira. The Medam Mezul Safek Im Hoya Shishim Negar Yisra Shenishbach. Vesimen Tzadi Chesed Beis. Sfek of the Rice of the Chumrah. Al the Tzorach Iyun. Shani Hosam Sha Isu Hu Boru Elasha Shvicha Yisafik Masha En Ken Kan. He brings a Raya Lakula from all places. Mikvah Shlohoyo Huchzak Lios, name of Mismatin with the Cheskas Kashrus Afal Pishal of Omen Mismatin Ein Sarach Lachzam Litbo Menadin. We assume that it went down to Belit 40 Saw in the most recent moment. Kavachom mekan, the mahosam sheish varai tome afilu hachi asin on the kula machas cheskas hamikva. Kavachom mekan, the enkan rag chazaka tova lemukmi becheskas kashus tibetchila lo nachzik reyasam isafek. And therefore, there's a cheskas heter. And if we're not sure whether it's 24 hours or not, we should say lekula. I sfeika the rice of the churma. No, here's a chazaka. It's a chazaka. That's less than, starts off less than 24 hours. So writes the Taz. Says in the Kudas HaKesef, Kavachomer Prichu. Just gonna cover chomer. Why? The hasam hamed mikval cheskas over a shalim b'faneinu. Aval hacha israel cheskas kashrus the day kevan the nishre bo. What does that mean? What does that mean? That means that you cannot compare these two cases, because in this situation, Rabbi Osai, the situation of the Taz that he's quoting, the mikvah had a cheskas shalem, we should therefore follow the chazak as long as we possibly can. But here, we know for a fact there's a problem. We know for a fact that it was in water. It's a matter of how long. So perhaps we should be more machmir. That's the Nekudas HaKesef's question against the Taz. Comes along again, the Megillah Sefer, and comments on this too. Look what he writes. Watch this. Watch. So the Ramah, as we said before, is Mekil, is Machmir, Sfeka the Raisa. The Taz doesn't like it. Why? He says like this. There, why is not the same as Suffolk Shishim? There, Hosam Yesh Isu Boru, Vas Suffolk in this battle, Mashen Ken Kan. What does he mean? We'll see later on. The Kudus HaKesef says no. Kan Ein Lahamad Al Chazaka, came on the Isra Chazaka, Sherei Isra Nishabo. Frek the Begilas have against the Taz. What are you talking about? Against the Kudus HaKesef. What are you saying? Tzarechim. Diyim or Isa lo nisha betocha meis liyeis. Harei lo niflat meo Isa lesocho klal. This is called the Chavaz Das. V'lo Isra chazoko. Wow. That's kasha number one. Shav shmaitza. Yes, another kasha. Chazoko mo ila gam kshayesh reesa. Da chazoko meres da hash to Isra. Take an example. If a woman sees blood, we assume she just saw this minute. So here too, We should assume it just whatever happens should happen later on. That's the kash. Oh, what does he mean? We should say this itself is a suffix. We'll see soon what he's driving at. Oh. So what's takap shot in the Rambo? Shreitz Shev Shmeitza. Cheskas Heter Mo'ila Rak Kishaboyim Lishanos as Dino Shalahete. Shazen Negadachazak. You want to change from Heta to Yisr. So then we say, we postpone that change as long as possible. Mashenge Besafe Kovush. Shafilu im this Arev Yisr. Ain't the Shinu Baheter. Shahu Nishabedino Orishan. Rakshiyev Shalahochlo. Machma So Yisr Amurabo. Wolfenzelo Shach. This is a sharp line. He's saying when the original thing changes, we say it changed later. We postpone the change as long as possible. So chazak. But when the original thing never changed, but it's mixed in with something else, and that something else is going to cause a problem, since the original thing never changed, the chazak is inoperative. A sharp teretz from the Shav Shmeitz. Ulechora calls a nachon im lo sovrim chanan b'shari surim. We spoke about this before. And he says, we pass the halacha, Chanan Mishar Yisurim, Ein Pirusha Sheheta Nepach Li Yisur, El Zura Gzeira, the Rabbanan, La Haglis, Kamos, Yisra, Balua, La Shara, Kinegat, Kol HaChaticha. We don't pass the Rabbeinu Tam. It brings various riots. Fine. So now, Rav Osai, what's going to happen in the following situation? Suffolk Shabbosarim Cholov, which would say Cheskas Heter. Why? Shariyim Nesar Eino Machmas Tarovis. Why is the Rambam makel by Suffolk Kovash but Boson Cholov? Why? Because it's the Rabbanon, even if it's the Raisa should be makel. Who has his Kashab Shlomo Zalman? Shlomo Zalman has comments on the Shmaitza. It's well known. Do you ever know about that? When Shlomo Zalman was a very young man, he wrote two svarim, Ma'orei Eish, his seminal work about electricity. When he's still a young man, all those amazing chiddushim started in his 20s when he wrote that original sefer, and he also wrote a comment on the Shmaitza, and he has a skumas on both svarim from Gedolei Hador, and they have in that skumas it says both svarim, but the sefer and Shmaitza he had no money to print. The poverty was so such in Israel in the 1930s, he couldn't print it. He only printed the sefer on Morev. He felt small and mice. Shmaitza, because it was in his ksaviyat. Decades and decades and decades went on. No one paid any attention. One year, one time, of Scheinberg's, that's how, saw this letter. He went to Shlomo Zalman. Where's the sefer? I had no money to print it. Can I borrow it? So he borrowed it. And he wrote his own sefer in the Shmaitza. What's the Shamas here in Shmaitza called? He wrote on the Xos, on the Malum, and on the Shmaitza. So when the sefer on Shmaitza, which I'm forgetting the name right now, he calls him Shlomo Zalman that no one had seen. It was amazing. Shlomo Zalman's Torah is coming 30 years later, 40 years later. Maybe even 50 years later. No, 40, 50. 30, 40 years later, good. So we had it only cliche and he didn't quote everything. Many years later, Sof Yomov, they finally printed the Shmaitza, which I have in my house with Shlomo Zalman's comments in total. So this is what he's quoting over here from that. It's fascinating how things can get delayed in their publication. Simply that there was no money. That's the reality of those days. Fine. So far so good, Rabbi Osa. So far so good. Now, the question that he raised before, Admeis Leis Lanifla Klal, that was his question over here. It's only according to the Chavis Das. According to the way he liked, like the crazier place, it was Isra somewhat. There was already the beginnings of a plate. I'm not sure why he doesn't consider that svar here in the safe. I don't know. Maybe there's a reason not to consider it. In any event, Rabbi Osai, let's go a little bit further. The Rabbi Kiveger, Da madua benishbach mekilim b'min b'mino shum tave sveika d'rabbona v'arei schazek yisura t'kodon shenafel l'tavshel hoya yisur omed b'ri yisuro u'cheis anudonim shemen is batel b'shishim v'nefach l'heter u'gabe sofek bitul yesh lahamen yasa yisur cheskoso cheskos yisur shehu osur. Wow. In Kufi, we're not up to that yet. Kivega says, the Kineged Acheskas Isser Shala Isser Yesh Cheskas Heta Shala Heta. You're missing an Isser with the Heta. They're conflicting Chazakas. It's one on one. Right? So they knock each other out. Okay? They knock each other out. Okay, very nice. So it's Chazaka and Chazaka. So Sveged Rabbanan Lakula. What do you see? It's no cheskas iser, such as suffek kavush, sa suffek in bichlal niflat iser, yesh lahatem al smach cheskas heter. That's what the Taz says. That's what Taz means. When he says, lo dama le nishbach. That's exactly what the Taz meant when he said that, because it's not exactly the same. And therefore, we have to be more lenient again. So al pimash yisir de bekivege. So he writes in the tshuva, watch this. Toloim again. That's good. We should really stay away from Toloim. We had enough Toloim from before. Let's just give a summation. Because we have to go, we have to move on. Ha'olam ediv Rabbi Kivege. Heshano gimel tziyurim. Let's give a summation. That there were three situations. Okay? What are the three situations? Let's review the three situations. Okay? Let's take a look. What are the three situations? Watch. Aleph. Safek kovush. Bozei yesh cheskas heter. V'yein keneged zeh cheskas iser. We make up a daraisa. The Taz. Beis. Nishbach v'sav g'shishim. Cheskes iser against cheskes heter. We're mach with the raisa, make it the rabbanon. But number three, it's where the bugs come in. Beberia v'chaticha ruh l'skabit v'chayosibo. Yesh safek im nimoach ha'iser. Yesh cheskes iser. V'yein cheskes heter. U'v'zayesh lahach begam with the rabbanon. A beautiful summation. A beautiful summation. Fine. Now let's go back to the Ramo himself. Ramo in Simon Kufay Sifalf. As we skipped before. The first Ramo. Look inside, please. The first Ramo. The first Ramo. Look inside, please. The Cholmokom Darminan Kovish Kimavusho Afilu Mashachutz Lekvisha Osa. Why? The Yedea Kvisha Shalamata Mefapea Lamala Kimavabishal. The Yesh Makilin. Some make it. Machlokes gedolei apostolim, 2 days in the Ramo. 2 days in the Ramo. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. He's assuming that they have a poshut, but when it comes to Bishul, it would be us. Is that really true? Take a look at Rabosai in the Sif Seidas, Sif Cotton Aleph. Watch this. Watch this. Says that this idea of going lemala when it comes to bishul is not pashut. Even when it comes to bishul, there is a machlokes. Remember that Rashi? Rashi says if it's half in and half out, what's considered on top is considered to be like tzli, like tzli. So it's like tzli. So the question that becomes: how does it get up past the waterline? That's a good kasha. This kasha is raised by a five of Cohen. Take a look, please, if you have it. In the Be'urin over here, Rabosai, open up, please, if you don't mind those who have the... On the words, kimo. Kimo bebishul. On those words, kimo bebishul, a five of Cohen, Shalita says, wait a minute, hold your horses. Who says by bishul is really true? Let's get the look. Everyone look inside, please, if you don't mind. The words, kimo, if you have, those who have it. The Kamo is found on page Reish Nun Hei. He quotes the Sif Se Das. Those who can find it can find it. The Chora Din Zeh Bebishul Atzma Machlokas Yishnuyo. The Kamo Besif Dalet. Shevim Mechara Pluk Lirash Vari. We saw it a long time ago. Bechaticha Shetan Shemekzah Sechut Sarote. Venofel Olei Yisur. The Lari Nesra Kol HaChaticha. Aval Lirashi Dino Kitzli. So what's he saying? Lama Sosim Kana Ramo. This is what he says over here, that the Lashon of the Ramo is not so meduyok. He's saying over here, it's I don't know how to say it, Od Zos Edrosh. Everyone see it? It's towards the end of the Sif Seidas, Sif Katan Aleph. Od is a little bit bold. Od Zos Edrosh. The Harav in the Ramo. Siyem Kamo Bebishul V'yesh Liros. The Simon Sadi Beis, the Vuol Machlokos Rashi Vari, Kanami and Simon Kufhei, Siv Dalit, Lepirish Rashi, Shekafia Nira, Ushidas Arav Sham, Imkain, Bishul Nami, Enef Hapel, the Mashkut Sarotev. What's going on over here? That's a tremendous kash that the Prima Godim asks against Lashon of the Ramo. Comes the Bayerum and gives the following answer. The Chavaz Das says back in Sadi Beis Vov. Even Rashi agrees. Shemishanichnas the mixes achaticha shalmata, shenimtseis berotev, mispashet misham lechol achaticha, osi shapir divrei haramo. The Chavaz Das said that Rashi agrees that once it gets in to part of it, it goes throughout the entire achaticha. So here as well, this is from here as a raya to that chiddush of the Chavaz Das. Ad kan and the biurim the ramasul kamo. Okay. Rabosai, on Thursday, yes sir.
What does that mean, once it gets in? How long does it take to get in? And then once it gets in, how long?
Okay. So it takes usually 24 hours. The Mechaber, and here's my next point. That's only true when it comes to bland liquids. Let's take a look inside in the Mechaber. Rabosai, the rush we saw on Thursday, Perek Chesim and Mem Test towards the end. This is where it's coming from. V'yemu kovash betoch tzir. Betoch chometz. Tzir is brine and chometz is vinegar. This is, to me, the most puzzling of all the shiurim we have in Yeridea. How long is this? No one knows. Look at Dakei Tshuva, it says 6 minutes, 18 minutes. It all depends on how high the fire is, how much the water is. It's so hard to... I'm very troubled by this. Let's go on. Harehu kemavushel uvepochos mishir zeh lo nesar elo kedei klipa. Exactly as was said in the Rosh in Perikhes Simen Mem Tes. Fine. You'll say, okay, this is a din in the Rosh. Let's take a look at what Rabbeinu say in the Gra. The Gra. Those are the Maram Makomos. I think this is on Sifkotan Tes. Where does it come from? Can cause of a Rosh Kolabosa Sof Simen Mem Tes Betzir Vitamo Kevan Shukim Avushel Misharina Bishir Bishul. Where do you get that shear from? Kovash Kimavushal. How much time it would take to start to cook? Ukamoshul Chichu Agaonim. The shear Maliach Kashir Tzliya. Maliach is like Tzli. Maliach Kiroseach. So Kovash Kimavushal. It's a meal. It's 18 minutes. So it's like an 18 minute matzah. It's the same Mishir meal. And so too, you need, so we have to salt meat for at least 18 minutes. And so too, shir kovash is kashir mavushal, because maliach kiroseach tzli. So here too, kovash ki mavushal. For lava base Yosef duadin lechometz. Why? Because we find elsewhere in Maisris and Shabbos chometz v'tzir alma ki adorin inus as the grow. You find it in another context that chometz vinegar and brine are equated here too. Avol arush. Perikeda Vodazara. Because of the Chomez Gamke being Leslies. No! He considers vinegar to be like water, not like brine. Dafka Tsir, because of Cain. Shum the Melech Shibasoko Mati. What is brine? What is, anyone know what brine is? You have a salty liquid that comes out when something is sitting in salt. So it's salty. So Meliach Kiroseach. That's why you have the shear of then all of Yatiyah. But Chom, it's like water. Even though it's obviously vinegar is sharper than water is. He goes, Melach is Katsir, Yain is Kachomets. Alma for Rabbi Yehuda, Chomets ki Yain. It's considered to be relatively bland. Wine is also not completely bland, it has some sharpness to it. The Yain al Kacham Yasliyas Bina, that's for sure. A little Sukkos and Avodah Zarah. Therefore, Rabosai, he's saying that which the Mechaber compares Chomets to Tzir is significantly controversial, and many posts disagree with that comparison. Even the Rosh himself, so writes the Vilna Gaon here in Sivkotan Tes. Okay? Sivkotan Tes. Fine? The Shach and Sivkotan Beis agrees. The Shach and Sivkotan Beis says that Chometz is Shavu Bezel is Shar Mashkin. As you say, true said to the Rosh, the Mordechai and Beitza, etc., is passing against the Mechaber. Why is this helpful to us? So now Rabosai, the problem is he's comparing Meliach Kiroseach and Kovash Kimavushal. Now over here, this is the Biurim's Kasha. Those who have the Biurim should look inside, where he has the word Im. This is in page Reish Nun Tes. Quotes the Gra, Shver, because Sli. That's cholas tzli. Shir malicha is 18 minutes. That's shir tzliya. So 18 minutes is more than as cholas tzli. It's the entire thing. 18. Who's ever grilled? Who guys a grill? In 18 minutes, you finish the whole deal, right? Less than that. Probably burnt to a crisp in 18 minutes. Right? No, not true. But 18 minutes is enough for sure to finish the whole thing, right?
Depends what you're making and how big.
It takes it more than 18 minutes for it to cook. Really? Take a piece of meat, put it on a fire. You have to more than 18 minutes till it gets done. It should be edible for normal people. They're called medium. I don't think it's more than 18 minutes. I don't know anything about this, but that's what the bear. So by the Shulchan must have a grill in his backyard in Flatbush. I would bet on that. Maybe one of his kids has a grill. And so in 18 minutes, it's done. The whole thing. Okay? Okay? Over here, 18 minutes is the entire roasting process. Shir zeino shir ascholas tliya. It's the entire sea. He proves it from svarim, not from barbecues in the back. Iluhacha ascholas bishlu dekamar. Vehech medamina luhu adadi. Here's only the tchila special. That's the entire tzliya. Akash of the biurim de ramaschel im. And as far as I can see, he has no terts. Okay, fine. Rabosai, we said before in the Shulchan Aruch, based upon the Rosh, that if it's less than this shiur, whatever it may be, a kadek klipa is aser, because moliach is kiroseach. This being the case of a major problem. Take a look over here, once again, the Pesachdik, in the Megillah Sefer. Look at this. The Madriche Akasher Sayotzen Likras Pesach, Hoy Miyatzen Litbolas Ali Achasa Bechomets, Delahaser B'Yeser Kalas Es Acharakim Adrukebe. Her both said it's bugs in the lettuce, you dip it in vinegar, zap, it'll knock them off the lettuce leaves, you'll be able to have kosher lettuce. Moran Agrashaz Orbach Zatzal Heir Alkach. The Baal Minchas Yitzchak. They were friends. The Dayan Weiss from Eder Haredes. I guess Eder Haredes put out this Madrach Kashas. He said, hey, Rabbi, what do you do? We did a Shulchan Aruch Hasoba de Bekovish Betol Chomet. Ein Tzorech Sheyishem Es Lies. Elim Shok De Yitin Ala Ur V'Yartiach V'Yaschul Es Bashel Hareyu Kimavushul U'Vipochus Mishir Zeh Lo Nesa Elikadei Klipo. Rabosai, even less than the shear of Yaskel Artiach, it's also good at klipa. How big is the lettuce? The whole lettuce is not a klipa. I'm discussing the stalks. Stalks don't have bugs. The leaves. The whole leaf is less than a good at klipa. So then I ask, and you have two good at klipas because it's dumped into the salt water. He said, Rabbi Weiss, says about Minchas, says, your madrach kashas of Adat is being machshel klal Yisrael in moror puzzle. Because they dip the leaf into the chomet, and if you take it, even take it right away, there's a kadei klipa. To the two sides, it's technically klipa. There's nothing left in the middle. A terrible churma made with a kulois. He's attacking the badat and the charedis. And the Rabbi Yitzchak Weiss says, he says, therefore, in kenafilu im yitbol as ha'ola v'yotzen miyad, haray nichpash kadei klipa, v'ola chasu dak miyod. If not, we call God to the klipa. Nimtz shekol ha'olah kovash and yotzma chovas maror. Meiridik. Meiridik. Minchas Yitzchak has two tshuvas to try to answer up from his alma's kashin. Two, not one, two. Chelik vav, chelik ches. He gives his own take. And the Baal Megillah Sefer wants to be made of the shayla, at least post facto, for the following reasons. He says, number one, Chazal has various svaras to be made. Let's be Chazal al peh. The Shach says that the Shulchan Aruch is wrong. Proves in the Rosh Avodah Zarah that Chomer is like water. That's svar number one. We have a Shach. A Shach. A Shach. And he says the Shach is l'shitoso. That's something interesting. Watch this. This is an interesting thing. Nira da Shach, Rabos, this is of fascinating interest. Also, below the Shitosa. What the Shitosa? Watch this. The Simon Samachtes, Sivkotan Samaches, Sova the Tzir HaKovash Bekli HaBalua Meyeser. If you have brine, which is in a Trefa Kli, Eino Maflet Mimeno Beshir Shiit Nenu Alar Viatiach. No. Meyes Lies. Why? Hoil, the Ein Melichel Lekalim. Lahaflit mehem elirak lavliyavah. It's a general principle. If you something salty will not pull anything out of a kli. So he's learning the Shach that the reason why tzir is unique is called the saltiness shabo, and that's why it doesn't work by kalin. But chomet is not salty. It's sharp, but it's not salty. According to the Shach, she's telling us it's a unique din by brine because it's salty. Oh, was that matim im she does im she tussle can. Shet koach atzir b'chdei sheiten who midin maliach v'lo midin kvisha. So So therefore, don't do it chometz. Uvemes adas hashach. Yesh koch mitzil avliya bekli kleshiyitin ala or kemevuah mishpitzel zov sivkot nalef. Or the half a tzorach b'meis liyets. Because ain't melicha bekelim. Kivegas amachtes on that shach. The mogen of Ram Arvid in the shach. And he holds like the Drisha. Yesh koch mitzir gam lahafen mikli. Because she didn't know of the Atiyach. Why? Because she told so. Like the Shulchan Aruch. Had chometz, chazab, dino kitzir. Ain't that Paul made the meliach. And then made the kvisha. Was that sug shal kvisha mehira. Therefore the kvisha is not only when it comes to brine, when it comes to vinegar. For that same reason. It's called b'kvisha zu gam lahaflin me'akli. Now do it salt. V'lorak lahavliyabo. V'kol kvisha me'asa. It's beautiful. He just made a very nice aura. At this shach is l'shitoso. A very nice aria. At the shach is l'shitoso. And it's a machlekes about it. So how do we paskin? L'dina. Afshe primigodin. Posaka mogan avram lahachmir. V'chol metz chazok. Pri-chodesh in the gra. Like the shach. Chol metz dino kasham mashkin. And the Mishnah Berurah paskins that way. That's the case. We can be more mekel when it comes to the vinegar into which you place the maror, the lettuce, because we're going to paskin mikradin like the shach against the mechaber. That's svara number one. Okay, very nice. That's svara number one. Fine. Are there any other svaras? Oh, is there anything else that we can talk about? What's the grow? I feel the das has shulchan aruch the chometz shavu the tzir. Hainu rak legabe hashir shit nenu ala ur v'yirtach. Aber legabe sheyeso miyakad e klipa? No. Zevare din miyuchad rak with tzir. V'ose mi din meliach v'lo mi din kovash v'zelo shayach b'chometz. Who is he quoting over here? The grow. Take a look at both sides. Let's look inside. Don't trust him. Please look in the Bir Agro. Uva Pavas Mishir Zel, that's where the Kadei Klippas, up the Gro. Sivkot Nyud, Ken Kosev Arosh Berkola Bosar. Ratzaloma Bidin Meliach Kerosev Nitzli. Ben Tzorah the Klippo. Kufay Sivtes. Because the Vare after Ashokan Aruch, Lo Kol Yale Atzir. This Sunni does not go on Chometz. Umashma Filim Miyad. Okay? Then the Rav disagrees in the Pesach Melech. Fine. But you see, Klar, this gra is a very good svara to be mekel as far as the store of the lettuce which you put into the chometz is concerned. Now, is this gra correct? Watch what's the Mishlema Zama talking about? What's Mishlema Zama want? What's wrong with this vart? He says as follows. This gra said it. Abba Vadas Shulchan Aruch Koshalom came. Why? Because the Beis Yosef says chometz oser miyad. Could they keep like tzir? And therefore, Shlomo Zalman held that you should really not talk to the Rav Shlomo Zalman. The yesh ba'aya litbolas aliyachasa b'chometz ledina. We can be made based on the shach and the gro, but the Shlomo Zalman, the Shulchan Aruch Yid, has a problem which he raises, which is a very serious problem. A very serious problem. Rav also, did anybody in this room have the lettuce that you had before the morrow in vinegar? Okay. I'm glad to hear that. What do you do about the bugs? You do?
Use soap.
Soap. Okay. Soap. Soap is not sharp. It's just whatever you did. Or you could have bought pre-washed and washed it in the water and don't have to stow it for 24 hours. That would be enough. Okay. Fine. Now, Bosai, we already saw the idea of the Agos Mordechai Tovshin Nun Hei, it has to be able to move from place to place. Maybe you forgot already. Turn to the very beginning of Kuf Hei in the Mishpat Zov, the Ramaskel V'Oshiv. You saw at the beginning. Only Kovish Davah Gush V'Davah Tzolol Mafinu Mavliyah Mizelezeh Lo B'Shneim Lachin, that was last Thursday Shir V'Lo B'Shneim Gushim Av Shem Lachin Tzas Lo Shag Rabal Kvisha. Kliyani Yamim Rabim came. When she calls it Amorich, the Dark Emoshe, B'Shem Amorichai. We saw it quoted in the. Where do we see it? We saw it in the Hagos Mordechai in Chulin, Tavshin Nun Hei. Fine, very nice. Very nice. But din mefurish, what do you need? When the Isser is misnoeya, the mokum, then kovash mikri. Only if it can actually move around. Fine, this is all very good. The problem is, Reb Osai, that the prima godim, that seems to be machmer a little bit in the shell. Where is that? Again, Hilchos Pesach. Hilchos Pesach. Oh, let's say over here, watch. Prima godim, orachayim, eshel avram, sof simen tof mem zayin kosav, binyan dogim chayim shakorin karp. Right? Karp is karp. Visholchem a'ir li'ir. Ukadesha yisharu chayim, you want to be fresh. Manichim prusa shalchomets. What do you mean? Im yayin saraf. What's yayin saraf? What's that? Schnaps. Lepiv. Vim mace hadog. Mistabaka primagodim sham. Ula nechshav kakovush. Im yayin saraf utofech amas latfiach. Wait a minute. A little schnapps, which is on the surface of some bread and some fish, is enough to say kovush kemavushal. What? Alpi dip primagodim shamati. Yesh machmirim. Uh-oh. Shakonim sakios kovech lo nitzle. About say these days, is anybody still buying livers which are not yet roasted? No more. I tell my first Yordai Shah when I was married, and I tell my tale of woe. That's exactly what happened. He used to sell the liver, which is unsalted, and he put it in a plastic bag. There was a little bit of blood in it. And they told you you should roast it. My famous story, my wife invited Rabbi Bick Shlita, our first house guest. And she never heard of this before. Her mother never used it. Her aunt used it, gave it to her at a Sheva Brothers. She put it in the oven. And out comes, she said, "Whoa, we have a problem here. Inside I see blood. What's this?" And she sees in the small print in the box on the bag, "Liver must be removed before you can." Like a little print. Yeah. Okay, so that was a disaster. So I thought we had chicken on the sea. Instead of chicken, we have tuna fish for our distinguished guest, which he lacked anyway. And we weren't able to serve the chicken. Fine, we can find a tarim now, but the bashish, I don't know what, but at the time we threw it out. So now there's another shayla. Forget that you made the mistake and you cooked the chicken with the liver. Forget it. The liver itself is in a plastic bag. It's there for a very long time. You put it in who knows how long it's there? Certainly more than 24 hours. That's a kovash kemavushal. And once it's mavusha, it could be won't help to get it out with when you want a kasher later on. Yesh machmir shakonim saki os kovet shelo nitzla tzorach litzlo so toch mes liyes yachakach avi kovesh besocha ma'at halachus hamitztaberes besakis v'yesh batofeach amas latfiach. Amazing chumra. Well, if you say yetz it didn't chodosh the mashem etzinu chumra sagonim shetzorach litzlo sa kovet tol gimel yomim. You ever heard of this gimel yomim business? Not even heard of it.
Yeah.
You heard of it? Turn to the Rush. We haven't opened the Gemara yet today. Turn to that same Rush in Siman Mem Tes. I think that's where it is. If I'm not mistaken. I never tell my story when I was a young rabbi and I got up before in the morning. I'll tell you the story. It all comes from the Rush, Perek Ches, Siman Mem Tes. I think that's where it is, unless I'm making a mistake. Let's try it. Maybe it's there. Yup. It's page Reish Tezayin in our print, column one, halfway down. You watch this. Rabbeinu Yoel Kibel Men Adoras Rishonim Shekol Bosa Sheshah Shlosh Yomim Meis Lies Shalom Nikar V'Nimlach. You didn't trade it. You didn't take out the fats and the blood. Shuv Eino Polet Sheneskashe Ha'Yisachele V'Dam Shebesocha. You can't do it. So the Maram is matter b'tzliya. She bosa lo v'licha mutu l'tzli. So maybe it's a ruah. But maybe the Sabbath don't agree with that either. Okay? That's a problem. This is the famous 3 days. So that, Rabosai, in Riverdale today, you can't find a piece of meat which is not ready made kosher if you try. When I first started out in Rabbanus, we first started about a kashrus in the 70s. So every time meat would come in from the Midwest, it would say a tag, nishchat, a certain time. So once there was a tag which said, Nishchat Biyom Hay at 7 o'clock, Thursday. And it came in, and it took a while until it came in on Friday, but they didn't have time to kasher it. So they said, Rabbi, we have a problem. Because you have to kash it within 72 hours, which is Sunday, 7 a.m. No one's going to come in on Sunday at 6 in the morning. The butchers are on unions. Forget about it. So what do? You have to restart the clock. How do you restart the clock? You soak it in a barrel of water. There were certain coolers that used to when the train would pass through Harrisburg, then in Pennsylvania, would they take a hose and hose it down, and that restarts the clock. That's a big cooler. The way they start is to put it into the barrel. These days, it's all ridiculous. It's all done in the, everything's done in the factories in the West, Midwest. So we never do any of this stuff. But that's what I did. Got up 4 a.m. on a Sunday morning, went into the butcher store, and the butcher, somebody came in there and helped me with the, put the water into the meat into barrels of water, and restarted the clock. I said, this is the three that I told you with the rush over here. So there was a chumah some people had. Says the Megillah Sefer, this is incredible. Incredible. The whole 3 days, the what? That's Yovish. Have a Vakovich, Eshel of Lachas, Bashir, Shal Tofem, Azat Fiach, so it's those of Toch Mesliyes within 24 hours. Konze Hoyola Post Nashmienu, Umasha Mizesh, Shir Lach, Lakvisha, Ukshiyesh, Rebu Shalach, Below me at Bialm. That's what that sounds like in the rush. Not this little bit of this pre-begun. It has to be able to move around in the liquid. It's a pella, no? This is a pella. Od nira de meacha de chazal kovalo de kovash kemavushal en lahach shal de kvish el kshir halach hu ba'ofen shim hoya roseach her nech shal de bishul. It's enough water. If it was hot, it's called cooking. Have a bashir kazeh shabiro seach, it had it been hot, her nech shal de tzli, we'd call this tzli, it's a tiny bit of liquid. Gambit some in a nech shal kivkavisha. Her balachas muetas adayin a nech shal de bishul, it's a small amount, forget about it. Thinks this chumra is crazy. Elitzli, the Rebbe, I think it's a typo. I never found a typo to say that before. I think that the yud is a typo. Am I correct? Am I right? Shtare bekoltzli, klitzli? That means klitzli. Yesh ktsas lachlos hanotefes meabosa. Afal became nechshel litzli v'lol bish. Uvetipas cholosh nafal achaticha. Don't worry, shonim. Echi mispashetes v'chol achaticha. Look on the shach, tzadi beiz gimel. Days, they hold it considered like tzli, not like bishul. Hov ein kan ribu shel kolam el rak mat rak sheish ribu shel nozel nefshel le bishul. Uvosu shir nefshel gam lekvisha. Avolo belachas muetes to tofech amnas latviach. He doesn't like the prima godim that we quoted earlier about the little schnapps, and he doesn't like the chumra of the liver in the plastic bag. Tremendous nafkamina as follows. Again, Hilchos Pesach. Watch this. Rabbi said, did any of your houses have a situation where they covered some counter with tinfoil or something like that? Anybody? Watch this. Al pizeyesh lahokil, kam bekisui ashayish bepesach, shemechasim also beredidim dakim shal nir matechas. That's tinfoil. The av shemitztaberes retivus ben ashayish lekisui. There could be some little bit of wetness between the counter and the tinfoil. Ein zeh nechshav shashayish kovush ba'osir retivus u'mafter lechomets. Nu chumra. The kovush kemavushal, the chomets which is in the counter, is going to get into your pesach and take a food. No. Kevan shah retivus himu etes. Ey. Uvenosav lekach. Harikaim alon. Kasovim da kvisha ein oseres elamashe betoch hakvisha. V'lomashe b'chutz. Although we saw the mamach when it comes to pesach. If can ask me a retivus and muetas mekabelas tam and ashayish, I will redide hamateches hamunochem al retivus enum bolim imena kevin shehemi chutz lekvisha. If he wants to be makel, what do you put a hot pot? You put a hot pot on the tinfoil. V'yaf im yaniach sirim roschim aredide hamateches, putting a hot pot on this tinfoil, Rabosai. Harei kaim alon de tato govar. That's the famous Chavez Das. We're going to come back to all this when we get this Kufesiv base, which is tomorrow Shia. V'kan v'did ha-machtes hu b'shir g'day klipa v'yosim izeh. G'day klipa, excuse me. The tinfoil is the klipa. V'yosim izeh enam mischamim afim yesh retivus milamato. I'll be saying nira, the mikir adin yesh lehokal v'kisui machtes dak al ha-shayish afim eno magiles ha-shayish afim mitzta beres retivus mitachos ha-kisui umashesh magilim as hashayish ulatol sefes hider velo me ikaradin. Yes.
So according to this, if there were liquid under it, then it would cause the first time you would put your hot pot on, it would cause the redid. But then the second time you put the hot pot, if there were liquid, so then it would cause the clay itself to become
mustard. All this stuff is puddles of liquid, not just small amounts. It doesn't exist in our world. Yes, Ben?
Can we say that like tinfoil is not porous or anything like that? Doesn't soak anything up?
My dear friend. The whole year we've been working with an assumption that kalim do absorb and do emit. Now, is that assumption true in point of fact? I can't say for sure.
No, that's when you're specifically using like a fire and you're actually heating it up.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, kavlish, I don't see it doing.
You're saying tinfoil, it can't get through. We assume that, at least lalacha, we assume that it does get through. We assume that. We're not sure. Because it may get through, we have to be machmir in the shah. Can I tell you? Maybe you're right, but that's another tzad lahokim. Rav Shechter Shalita quoted that in his piece. Was a whole scandal about the retorts in the Far East where they were making tuna fish on the old use Ashkacha, and they found that in the same retort they were using non-kosher foods in their cans. Rav Shechter had many heterim, and one of them was that, come on, we, our scientists tell us this metal doesn't absorb anything. In the olden days, the metal wasn't made under factory conditions. There were chips, it was uneven, so it used to absorb. Today, it doesn't absorb anything. That's what another, he actually, Rav Shlomo Zalman quotes this. I shouldn't think it's only American poskim. Rav Shlomo Zalman suggests, again, suggests, we're not saying the halacha l'maisa. The suggestion printed by Rav Shlomo Zalman somewhere, I don't remember where, to look it up, maybe tell me where it is, that metal that the professionals say doesn't absorb. So it's not a tzad l'halacha. That's your word, Binyamin, but we try to be machmir in this issue. Let's open once again to the Shulchan Aruch. And look at the Shach, Sifkot and Gimel. They're both sides, Simon Kufay, Shach, Sifkot and Gimel. Yes, sir.
And also, then according to this, then why not, let's say, if you stick, let's say, a fork into a piece of meat and leave it there for 24 hours? So why isn't that also?
According to the Machmir, you're saying, because the fork has some liquid. Also,
right.
You're right.
I mean, like, anytime you do.
Everything will have some liquid in it. You're right. It's a pellet. We reject Sif, Kot, Gimel, and Shach. The Mechaber said that you have this magical shear that the Rush spoke about. Alright? That's Gimel. Says the Shach, Sif, Kot, and Gimel. Gamarav Modalizet. Tlohavik Fisha, Vipokas Mishirzet. Ukhadakos Nami Badaka Emotion. Me, you are called Ponim. Meliach, Kiroseach, Havi Miyad. Lesser kulo. What do you mean kulo? What kind of kulo? Kulo. What kind of kulo? Explains the cause of the Rambam Taras Chatas. And the Sif Ayin. Nafkamina de Hechat and Nisha Betzir Shal Heter, Isa de Rabbonan, the Heter Kustushim Mamish, the Vemelicha Aflo Rav, Ein O Siraka de Klipa. Moshka Safti Basimin Zeh Sivkot and Lamit Ches. What does that mean? Rabosai, we have to come back, we saw it already a little bit on Thursday to come back to it. The Gemara has distinguished between the Dove Kochush and the Dove Shameh. But we have this tremendous problem. The Ramah, we're not Bucky, what's Kochush and what's Shameh. So for some things we are Bucky, some things we're not Bucky. So the Shach is saying, Rabosai, even though the Ramah, the Rav, says we're not Bucky, where is the din that we're not bucky, Rabosai? Where is the din? Rabosai, Siv Dalet, just for a second. It's not on the topic for today, just want to show you for a second. Siv Hey. Normally it's known to be Kanein Atila. But if it's what's called Shamein, Rabosai, if it's Shamein, the Gemara we had before in Tzadik Vav and Zayin in Chulin, if we learned it months and months ago, im ein mechol agdi shishim neged kol achelev shabo also lechol afila meirosh ozno more in Tzadik Zayin and Aleph shekevin shu Shamein mifapea bekulo. It goes through all the way. If it's shamein, says the Rambam, end of Sif Hey, Yesh Ovim She'en Anu B'kiin, Eizu Mikvah Kachosh, O Shamein, V'yesh Lesa B'cholin Adika Shishim, Rabosai. So we have to be machmir, we're not sure. Maybe everything is considered to be shamein. How far do we go with that? So that's talking about sleep. Sif Tes, Rabosai, Kuf Hey, Sif Tes, talks about Malicha. I told you, we didn't spend time on Malicha back in Sadi Aleph. I don't want to spend time on Malicha in Kufa either. Only as what we call a foil. Because we don't have Malicha nowadays. They used to preserve meats and salt. We don't do it nowadays. But laws of Malicha teach us for other areas. So he writes over here, Rabbosai, there are more, end of Siftes. The Chuli Alma, Malicha and Oseras Vakadei Klip. Says the Shach Lamed Ches. Says there are those who claim that the chumra of when not baki is limited to tzli and may not apply to malicha. That's a question. However, Rabosai, the Rambam seems to say that we're not baki here as well. Ain't no bekiin. The Rambam is the same expression, ain't no bekiin, and siftes with respect to Malicha, why? Because the Mechaba compares it to. The Mechaba and Siftes quotes the Gemara. Maliach kiroseach tzli. Just by tzli, we're not baki. So by Malicha, we're not so much bikiyin. Okay? The question is, how far do we go with that? So the Shach over here says, in Sifkot and Gimel, he says as follows. The Malicha, Afla, Rav, and Raka de Klipa, Moshe Kasavti, Mesim and Zeb, Siv Koton, I have Lamed Vav, and in brackets I have Lamed Ches. Uvenichbash Cheshir Shidem Alaish Yatiach Oser Kulo. So we'll have to end with this because we're out of time. The Bari Ashulchan talks about this. Those who have it here in Siv Koton Chaf Hey. Those who have it should look inside. It's on page Reish Samach. Was about this is the Mechaber to the Klipa. Malich Kiroseach is not Makula. Ramosif Tes, and also in Simon Ayin Sivav. Malicha Asis Hakol. Why? Because we are afraid that Shuma, that Dov Shamed, Mafia Bakulo, Bitzli, Stol Tuba Malicha. It's a Machlekas Gedolia Poskim itself. That's in the Machaba Pasnitz in Siv Tes. And also, we're not Bekiyin, Tinkochash and Shamed. So therefore, we say, it always requires shishim af miyad malich kiroseach lesakulo. So if the tzir is shal isur nesa kolahet af miyad because tzir is maluach. Even above the kvisha, he wants to answer it because we're afraid of a shaman mefapea b'cholach haticha af lamala. This is the psak of the biurim of the Bali Yashuk. Fine, Bali Yashuk and tzikah and chafe. Rabos. B'siyad d'shmaya. Both on Thursday and today, we've more or less completed our limud of Simon Kuf Hey Sif Aleph. It's really a new limud, because although we had Kavash Kavavushal fleetingly the very first day, we never discussed it until just now. Contrast is to tomorrow's shir. Tomorrow's shir is Simon Kuf Hey Sif Beis. You've all seen it. It's on your Mara Makamas when we learned Simon Tzadi Aleph. However, you feel free to consult your notes from Tzadi Aleph, but there are many new things. Whenever you chazit, there's always new, which are review of what we learned then, additions, even certain changes, different than what we learned then, because it's a second limud. So we'll see out of the Shemaya starting tomorrow. We'll be studying together this very important sif. Please do the Marah Makomos as best as you can for tomorrow's shiur.